The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everybody, it's time for the Binge Boys podcast. We're back for take two. I've got a guest with me today that I have never had on a show with me before. It's Mrs. Miranda Hames.
Hello. I'm happy to be here.
So happy to have you here, Miranda.
Thank you. It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
You'll be bitten by the bug. I'm warning you. You'll hit me up tomorrow and you'll be like, Logan, that was a lot of fun.
Can we do it again? I'm going to start my own podcast.
Or just a
co-host situation.
Or just a co-host situation. Yeah, but right. or your own. But before I'll give a little snippet to the people about who you are and how we met. But first, some programming notes, as always. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. If this is your first time, however, the premise is that each Thursday, which is today, the day you're listening to this, we have a bonus episode of the Binge Boys podcast. This is not the main programming. This is just a second thing we decided to add on a year or so ago, actually, to the month. I think it was October 1st, 2020, we did our first episode of the run-through. But the Binge Boys has been going on for years. You know that. And on these episodes of The Run-Through, I'm joined by a co-host who wants to dive in on a different movie or TV series, can't speak, and break it down element by element and kind of talk about what it means to us, talk about what works, what doesn't work about the movie, kind of looking back. We usually don't do new movies for The Run-Through. It's kind of we'll do a movie that's a couple years old at the minimum, but for the most part, the movies are 20, sometimes 30 or 40 years old, which is actually not that long ago, considering like 40 years ago was 1980.
Which is crazy.
Which is absolutely insane.
30 is knocking on our door.
Yeah. Knocking on your door.
Your door too. We're the same age.
Oh yeah, we are. That's right.
5 years to go.
We do. We're closer to 30 than we are to zero.
I'm just kidding.
Well, no. Well, yeah. We are. I can't do math. I'm just like you. My brain's checked out for the rest of the day, and I.
That's what work does to us.
Yeah, it sure does. But guys, every Tuesday, I'm joined by Matt and Tanner. They're the main Binge Boys co-hosts. We get together every Tuesday and we talk about the hottest in TV and movies of today. The Run-Through is dedicated to the movies of yesterday. And the regular Binge Boys programming that comes out on Tuesdays deals with the current stuff, the current lineup of movies and TV that we know and love so much. First things first, go to Instagram. Follow us at Binge Boys Podcast and on Twitter at Binge Boys Pod. That's where you get the announcements, the top five lists, the reviews. Interaction with you guys on Twitter is a lot of fun. That's where you get all that. Next thing, I need you to go to iTunes. Make sure you've left a 5-star rating. Helps us out a lot. It helps us show up in that iTunes algorithm.
Those are important.
They sure are. And then lastly, just tell a friend. You know, we're always asking each other, hey, what's the newest show? Hey, what movie have you seen lately? Well, The Binge Boys is the answer. We do our best to not use big terminology, or we don't use words like cinematography or the lighting was good in that scene. We're just people that are down to earth and we just talk about why movies are good and why movies are bad. And that's the goal. Miranda.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you knew this, but it's 2021 and everybody is on their hotness and fitness journey. And one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start. They're overwhelmed by options and they don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. We're all struggling.
We are. But luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind. With a variety of healthy, low calorie, but delicious meals, they can cater to anyone's personal and fitness goals. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prepping made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use the code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your first time order. That's a one-time code. If you're on the fence about trying it and you're not sure, load up the cart, use that 15% off coupon, and it saves you 15% off. I mean, what more can you want? It's an easy out. I mean, if you don't like it, which I doubt, because I love it. Catherine loves it. Friends of the program that have tried it, they all love it. If you don't like it, then you're like, you know what? At least I didn't pay full price. I paid 15% off, which is awesome. So again, PreppedReadyMeals.com, binge15 at checkout for the first, or for 15% off your first time order. Miranda Hames.
Yes.
When we met 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically it was longer.
Probably. It was probably seven and a half maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
You were not Miranda Hames.
Nope.
You were Miranda.
Rao.
Rao. Mm-hmm. I always said Rauch.
Everyone does. Whoops.
You were Miranda Rao.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the CH was just silent.
You just totally just blew my mind. We met at Kroger.
That's right. Yep.
Do you remember the glory days of Kroger?
I definitely remember them. There were a lot of them, but it was a good time.
It was.
It was a good job. I got that job in high school, actually.
Wow. You worked there for a while.
Yeah. I worked there for 2 years.
Wow.
So I went around, did all my stuff. I had a good time. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then I got into my big girl job.
Yep. We met a lot of great people at Kroger. I mean, that's where Jordan and I, not your Jordan, but Jordan Burton, he's mm-hmm. been on the Binge Boys before. He's been on the run through. He was on What Are We at one point. Jordan's been around the podcast world with me. That's where we met Zach. Zach was a full-time host with Pearson, which is the owner of Prepped and Ready. So, you know, the circles, you know, they're closing. But Kroger, honestly, is the source of all of these connections for the most part.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it, because you always think jobs are just part-time and, mm-hmm. you know, this job doesn't matter. I will never think about these people again. And really, I mean, look where we are now.
I know.
It's just kind of crazy.
If you would have told me, like, maybe let's just, like, go back and say the week that we both quit Kroger, I don't think mm-hmm. it was the same week, but it was shortly after
Super
you.
Super close to each other, though.
If you would have told me, like, hey, you and Miranda aren't going to see each other. You're not going to talk to each other for years. Mm-hmm. And then you'll become great friends again, like 4 years from now. I would have been like, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. But that's where we're at. And I met good friend of the program, Theron Sapp, at Miranda and Jordan's wedding. And that's where that friendship started. And that's where Plain and Simple started. And see, more loops being closed.
Yeah, we're definitely growing the circle of friends.
Absolutely.
It's wild.
I love it. I love making friends in your mid-20s.
Yeah, and it's also hard because making friends in your 20s is hard enough. So it's nice whenever you can go back to older connections that mm-hmm. maybe you kind of grew apart at the time and then come back and be like, oh my gosh, like you're getting engaged and you're getting married. And
right.
it's just so cool to see friendships and stuff grow.
I know, right? Like being friends with somebody we're far closer now than we were before, I think we just saw each other at work.
Yeah, and we would like have similar shifts and see each other in the parking lot and stuff like that. But it was never really hanging out outside of work.
No.
I don't even think you, me, and Jordan hung out outside of work. I know I hung out with Jordan outside of work maybe once or twice because we live close.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw you outside of work.
Yeah, I think it was literally just like clocking in, clocking out.
And that's okay. I mean, that's what it was at the time. And like you said about us, especially at that time when we're in high school / early college and we're just working a job that gets us money while we're going to college.
Yeah.
We don't care.
No. And most of us didn't even want to be there anyways.
No.
Because management and all that other stuff. We were like, get us out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
it was good while it lasted.
So that's the short story about how Miranda and I became acquainted. And actually her husband Jordan was on Plain and Simple a few weeks back. So again, more circles being closed. So that's all the connections. We all run in the same circles. Everybody is almost call it the Kroger cinematic universe.
Yeah,
because exactly. We're all weaving in and out of each other's lives whenever whenever it happens. And that's that. But today, as you can tell from the title, we're talking about Legally Blonde.
I'm very excited.
You love Legally Blonde.
I do really like it. And okay. I think the more I watch it, because I watched it a couple times before we recorded this, mm-hmm. to make sure I really paid attention.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I noticed so much about the movie.
I can't wait to hear your insights. But before we talk specifics about the movie, let me give everybody a little bit of information. Legally Blonde was released July 13th, 2001. This That's movie came out before 9/11.
That's crazy.
20 years ago. It was directed by Robert Luktik, and it stars Reese Witherspoon, Luke Wilson, Selma Blair, and many, many more. This movie is about Elle Woods, played by Reese Witherspoon. Elle has it all. She's the president of her sorority, a Hawaiian tropic girl, Miss June in her campus calendar, and above all, a natural blonde. She dates the cutest fraternity boy on campus and wants nothing more than to be Mrs. Warner Huntington III. But there's just one thing stopping Warner, played by Matthew Davis, from popping the question. Elle is too blonde. Growing up across the street from Aaron Spelling might mean something in L.A., but nothing to Warner's East Coast blue blood family. So when Warner packs up for Harvard Law and reunites with an old sweetheart from prep school, Elle rallies at all of her resources and gets into Harvard, determined to win him back. But law school is a far cry from the comforts of her poolside and the mall. Elle must wage the battle of her life for her guy, for herself, and for all the blondes who suffer endless criticism every day. That's quite the synopsis.
Definitely is.
Whoever wrote that, not me, did really well.
It's a great hype up for the movie, though.
Absolutely. That just got me fired up.
Yeah.
Money-wise, this movie's budget was $18 million, which is very low. This might have been one of Reese's first movies.
Really?
I think so. This is at least probably one of her first like standalone like lead roles, maybe. And it's definitely probably one of the most iconic. Opening weekend, it made its budget back at $20 million, and its all-time run made $141.7 million. That's finally,
crazy.
The last bit of numbers we're going to talk about here is Rotten Tomatoes. You're familiar with Rotten Tomatoes there, Miranda?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Critics give this movie a 70%.
Okay.
And the audience, I always let my co-host guess. What do you think the audience gives this movie?
Well, because I love the movie so much, I'm going to say 82%.
Okay. They give it a 72.
Really?
A lot lower than I thought.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking. I feel like this is the quintessential movie. Like, it's, I don't know, it's like girl power and mm-hmm. love story all in one. Success story.
Yes, absolutely. This is total stereotypical early 2000s, late 90s, like mm-hmm. comedy. It's got all the tropes of like a late 90s, early 2000s comedy movie.
Yeah, maybe that's why I love it so much. I mean, I love all that nostalgic stuff.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So let's just talk about it generally. What's, if you're giving this movie a rating out of 5, where is it landing for you?
I'm at a 4.3.
Okay.
A solid 4.3.
Okay.
And I feel like the only reason I'm not going to give it a 5 is because I know the villain, like I know there's supposed to be villains in there, but her boyfriend, I just really can't stand him. He ruined it for me.
Warner Huntington III?
Warner, yes. I could not stand that guy.
Yeah. Not a great dude.
No.
Especially when he's like dumps her and is like, you're too blonde.
Yeah, and then at the end, he comes back to her.
Oh, which yeah.
I'm like, you are scummy.
Scummy, you sly bitch.
Yes.
That he is. That's cold. He's total the total guy that you want what you can't have. And now, and of course, girl power to her that mm-hmm. tells him off in the end.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you suck. Warner Huntington III.
And then his girlfriend, Vivian. I just...
Yeah, the whole movie, she gave me the heebie-jeebies.
She's like the worst person, which of course, she's just an actress, but...
Of course.
The two of them, they deserved each other at the end.
Absolutely. When did you see this movie for the first time, Miranda? Do you know?
Probably whenever it like kind of sort of first came out. Maybe not exactly when it came out, but I mean, I would say right around then. Because I have a sister who's 4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would assume it was right around whenever it came out. But I just remember how much I loved it. And then, I mean, I'm 25 now, but I watch it all the time.
Wow. This was my first time watching it.
Really?
Ever. I'd never seen it before.
That's really surprising.
It is.
Although you are a guy, so I guess it could be a little bit different.
And it's just one of those that, like, I've had on, like, a list forever. Like, yeah, I love Reese Witherspoon. She's an amazing actress. I want to see Legally Blonde at some point. But it just never happened.
Yeah, never really stuck out.
Yeah. I mean, if it came on in the middle of it, I'd be like, oh, I want to watch this movie. But, like, I missed the first 30 minutes of it. Like, I need to know where.
You need the build up.
Yeah, yeah. So I've, like, looked for it. Like, if I saw it, like, you know, on a streaming service, I would have been like, oh, there's Legally Blonde. I'll add it to the list. But, like, they add and take things away from streaming services so much that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, where'd it go?
Right.
Because.
And one day it's there and then the next day it's gone.
Exactly. And they don't warn you. They're not like, hey, Legally Blonde's leaving. And I think Hulu actually warns you when things are about to go.
Yeah.
But Netflix doesn't really do a good job
of that.
Or it'll
tell you whenever it's coming too. Cause that happened with Harry Potter with Jordan and I. So we were watching Harry Potter. We had the build up. We were ready. We were watching every single movie. And right in the middle of us watching, they took them off.
No.
Which thankfully we have the DVDs, but still is really frustrating. Cause then we had to pull out the DVD player and hook it up. But yeah. So good thing Legally Blonde was on Netflix. I did not have any issues finding it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank goodness.
What would your rating be?
Well,
what would your rating be?
My rating, so this is my first time watching. There's no nostalgia in it for me. I'm just simply watching it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would land it probably at like a 3.7 or 8. Mainly because, I mean, I'm a guy. This movie's not made for me.
No.
And I have to take that at face value and accept that, like, this movie's not made for me. But there was just, like, yeah, like, the cheesiness of some of the villain and some of the writing was just like, ugh. But for the most part, I enjoyed it. I laughed throughout. It took a minute for me to get attached because the first 20 minutes when you're learning about her, you're seeing her sorority life, I'm like, this chick's annoying as shit. She is over the top. But, like, as the story progresses and she somehow miraculously gets into Harvard Law School.
What? Like, it's hard?
Yeah, like, it's like it's freaking difficult. I had a good time watching it towards the end. But, like, that first part, I was like, oh, come on, let's get to it. What's happening here?
Yeah. That's fair, though. I thought you were going to say, like, a 3.3.
Nah.
On the male scale.
I liked it. I would definitely show it to, like, my daughter. Like, if I had a daughter, she's like, let me see movies that I would like from, like, back when you were growing up. I'd probably, like, oh, Legally Blonde is probably something you'd like.
Yeah. I feel like it's, well, it's kind of sort of, like, family safe, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because the one scene that comes to my mind is whenever the nail salon lady, which I couldn't tell you what her name was, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
When she goes to the trailer to get her dog. Ah. And she says something like, give me the dog, or I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Yeah.
And like that. Yeah. But I think it's really good. So I would say, like, 13 and up, I would absolutely recommend.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of, and if you do watch it with your parents, if you're a youngin, there's some jokes in there for them. They'll go, aha. There's some jokes in there for mom and dad. But for the most part, yeah, if you're 13 and up, you probably could watch this movie. There's no, like, nudity or anything gross about it. There's no explicit, like, sexual content. There's, like, references and stuff because she's a college student. There's sex in college. It happens, but
thankfully it's not over the top in the movie.
No, they don't. It's no American Pie.
No,
you've seen American Pie, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I only ask because Catherine hasn't seen anything, so I have to ask everybody if they've seen anything.
That's understandable.
One of the points I always like to ask is did the villain have a point in this movie?
So in my opinion, I think the villain was Warner, and I also think it was Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd agree.
I don't really think they did. I think Vivian was just mad, which she came into the picture after they broke up. So thankfully that wasn't a whole other situation, you know, like cheating boyfriend and all that kind of stuff. So I don't hate Warner for that reason. I just hated Warner because he was scummy. Because
he's a sleazebag.
Exactly. But then Vivian was just constantly there to knock Elle down. And she wanted to flaunt her ring, and she just wasn't, I don't know, she just wasn't being nice. I don't know how else to word it, but the two of them definitely were good together. But I'm glad that Elle came through at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think those two are the villain. They're the tag team, just stereotypical ex-boyfriend and new girlfriend. Like, oh, I hate her for everything she is. Like, Vivian, shut up. Like, you didn't know their situation before.
No, she was just being cold.
Yeah, she was cold for the sake of being cold.
But, you know, I also, because all the notes I took, I don't know if you noticed, whenever they went, okay, so you know the friends, the blonde-haired friend and the dark-haired friend from the sorority, and they were in the sorority house, and in the beginning, they have everyone sign the birthday card for Elle, and then they take it to her, because she's going to get engaged. So those two girls, you would think are her friends, right?
Right.
But then they go to the nail salon after Warner breaks up with Elle. They go to the nail salon and they are talking crap about her the whole time when she's right there. And I was like, oh, and yep. I even put on my notes like question marks because I was like, I would think that's a villain because you don't want your friends talking crap behind your back while you're sitting right there. But I was trying to keep an eye out through the rest of the movie, but they didn't really come through at any other time.
Yeah, yeah,
they
I get
like
you.
Half villains.
yeah, they're and like the professor that like was like you should like. Hook up with me
yes,
or something
Titanic
like that.
Man.
Yeah.
He was on that.
Yes. yes. Every time I see his face, I'm like, ugh.
Which we actually just watched the Titanic and I hated him from.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
From Legally Blonde. And then we watched the Titanic and I forgot he wasn't a villain in that movie. He was like a good, nice guy.
Yeah.
So I watched it and I was just like, oh my goodness. But I still don't like him in Legally Blonde.
Absolutely not. So another category I like to discuss is sequels. Legally Blonde does have a sequel, Legally Blonde 2, which I've never seen. Have you seen it?
I don't think I have, actually.
Let's see here. So, Legally Blonde 2 stars Reese Witherspoon again. Luke Wilson is back as Emmett. Jennifer Coolidge is her name, the nail salon lady that is in everything now.
Yes.
she's great. Sally Field is in it. Sally Field is this woman. Let me get, why won't a picture?
Do you know what the main movie was that she was in during like early 2000s?
Sally Field?
No, the nail tech lady?
No. Oh, American Pie.
Well, a She's Cinderella story, oh, if we're going to stick on chick flicks. She was the like evil stepmom and she got all this Botox and stuff and she's really funny in that movie.
She's a villain in that movie,
but. Really? Mm-mm. It has Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray in it.
Oh, you know
and
what? I have seen it.
Quintessential as well in the early 2000s.
Well, then maybe we'll have to run through that one at some point as well.
Yes.
trying to see any... the sequel came out just 2 years later, July 2nd, 2003. It wasn't directed by the same guy. It made about $20 million less at the box office, but... Sequels to comedy movies usually don't do that well anyway, so I'm not super surprised. And then finally, in terms of sequels, Legally Blonde 3 is in the works. It is happening.
Who's going to be in that?
Reese Witherspoon.
Interesting. Maybe she'll be a professor or something this time.
Yeah, I was just looking at this article here from IMDb. It says that Legally Blonde 3 is happening. It's supposedly due out in 2022, supposedly.
Okay, that's just next year.
Although I don't know if COVID pushed any of that back. This was announced in 2020. It was given the green light, but I don't know if they've started filming. I don't know if they've started writing. So that's definitely in the works. So we could be seeing a return to Legally Blonde. Are you cool with that, or would you have preferred they left it alone?
I think they could have left it alone. Honestly.
Okay.
Just because how good the first one was. And then with you giving those stats as far as what they made in the box office on the second one, I don't know the third one really made sense. However, if she comes back and she's like a professor or I don't know, maybe if the movie takes a twist kind of like, what's that show? How to Get Away with Murder. You know how that professor is like leading them all? Maybe if it's something like, of course, not that dark. But
sure.
Elle Woods takes a twist on being a teacher.
Yeah, we'll absolutely. Do you want to know some trivia about Legally Blonde, Miranda?
Yes, absolutely.
I've got some good ones.
Okay, good.
Okay. Number one, as agreed in her contract, Reese Witherspoon kept all of her costumes from the movie after filming.
I actually knew that because she was on Tidying Up on Netflix, And they That's right. they did her whole closet and she showed all of the different stuff that she got to wear.
Oh, right. That's awesome. Reese Witherspoon wears 40 different hairstyles throughout the movie.
Wow. 40. I honestly had no idea that they were wigs.
Yeah, neither did I. To prepare for her role as Elle, Reese spent 2 weeks studying the behavior of sorority girls as she did not wish to portray a stereotypical airhead sorority image. She states in the DVD commentary that they were all very kind and polite to her and she enjoyed their time with them. She also observed women in law school for a couple days as well, just to get into that whole mindset.
Doing her homework.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to hear that. The Chihuahua who played Bruiser was named Mooney in the movie, and he died March 10th, 2016.
Aww.
At the age of 18.
He lived a long time.
Wow.
For a dog.
That's an old puppy.
Yeah.
The producers originally wanted this movie to be set at the University of Chicago, not Harvard. School administrators declined, however, because of a scene toward the end of the movie where a professor places his hand on Elle's leg. Chicago didn't want that reputation with the university.
But Harvard did?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Maybe when they pitched it to Harvard, they took that out.
Maybe. Elle Woods was named after Elle Magazine. Amanda Brown, who was the author of Legally Blonde, the novel, did you know it was based off of a book?
I did not.
I did not either. Spent her time at Stanford Law reading copies of Elle Magazine, and that's where Elle came from.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
It's always cool to see where characters come from when the filmmakers are making the characters and making the movie.
I feel like even similar with like whenever you name babies, you always have your like mindset and what names you do and don't want. I feel like it's kind of the same with characters. Like you're not just going to randomly plop down a name. Like there's some sort right. of story somewhere.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, Gwyneth Paltrow, Katherine Heigl, Christina Applegate, Jennifer Love Hewitt were all considered for the role wow. of Elle Woods.
I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt would have been really weird in that. I don't think I would have liked her.
Jennifer Love Hewitt hasn't been in anything except for the Garfield movie.
Wasn't she the Ghost Whisperer
yeah,
girl?
Yeah. That's
okay,
right.
That's what I was thinking.
More than 30 different scarves were worn in this movie by Elle.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anything else better. Universal Pictures passed on the making of this movie because they thought it was one of the dumbest scripts they've ever read.
Well, look at them now.
Yeah, exactly. Emmett, played by Luke Wilson, jokingly asks Elle in the movie, quote, "How do you think I would look as a blonde?" This was a reference to Wilson's real-life brother, Owen Wilson.
Which, let me just zing one right back at you.
Okay.
Jordan did not know that they were related.
I did not either until like 6 months to a year ago.
Okay. So not after you, it wasn't that recent.
No.
Because I mean, it's not like you were watching the movie and then found out.
It was recent enough where I was like, nuh-uh. Uh-huh. Like, no way.
If you look at their noses, it gives it away.
Yes. And a few of their voices don't sound exactly the same, mm-mm. but on a few syllables, you can hear
it's
like that.
It's kind of similar. Wow.
That's pretty much it in terms of trivia that's really super noteworthy, unless you have any others that you know of.
I do not, actually.
Okay.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah, the rest is just not fun other things. Tagline for the movie that mm-hmm. was like said on like the movie poster or on the trailer, blondes do have more fun. boldly going where no blonde has ever gone before.
AKA Harvard.
Yeah. This summer, go blonde. And then finally, believing in yourself never goes out of style. These are so early 2000s.
Exactly. They're a little corny, and I'm not going to lie, but...
You can totally picture like movie trailer voice guy going, this summer.
Yes. With L coming.
Yeah, really. Okay, so that was trivia. When you think of what aged the best, but also kind of just overall your favorite piece, what's your favorite thing about Legally Blonde?
So what aged the best, I will say, because as I was watching last night, I recently had to delete TikTok. Like, I have to stay off. I have no self-control.
No.
I know, it's gone. But before I deleted it, I don't know if you know, but Legally Blonde currently has a sound trending on TikTok. And it is it's the part where she says, "I'm sorry, what? I think I just hallucinated." That is trending right now. So I was like, oh my goodness, this movie came out in 2001, yet there's literally a trending sound.
I know, it's so crazy where these trending sounds on TikTok come from.
But you know what? If they're coming out with a third movie, what if they intentionally planned that? What if their marketing was like, kick this out, get these people talking about Legally Blonde Ooh. Again, and then we're gonna drop the third one.
That's a really good
point. That
would
be really good marketing.
Or let's pretend that on the other flip side of it, the studio has been like, COVID had us push a lot of things back and kind of scrap some projects. Mm-hmm. What if this gets to the right people or the right person sees it and they're like, wow, this Legally Blonde has over, you know, hundreds of millions of plays on TikTok. People still care about Legally Blonde. We could still make this movie.
Exactly. So it was kind of cool to see that because I really didn't know where that sound came from.
That's really cool.
And then I would overall just say my favorite thing about the movie is how Elle is always the light. Like, so through the whole movie, she's always the one in pink. She's always the bright and peppy, cheery one. Even whenever she gets to law school, she's got all pink on. She's so happy. She gets knocked down a couple times, but she's still bouncing back. So
I love that first, like, 20 minutes of her getting to school and just not fitting in.
Because
everyone's in there in, like, business casual or business, like, serious attire.
Yeah.
And she just walks in with, like, an obnoxiously large pink notebook.
And all the movie, or all the movers.
Yeah.
She had all the movers coming to help, and everybody was lining up at their windows to look at this girl in all pink moving in. So I want to be like Elle Woods.
Yeah, absolutely. She, and the fact that she just has the confidence and she just doesn't care. Maybe she's oblivious to the fact that everybody is, like, looking at her.
Or maybe she really is confident.
Maybe she just doesn't give a damn.
Exactly. Although she did start to, because I thought that in the beginning, and then she went to the library to give them muffins. You remember that scene? And I felt really bad for her because Vivian was being so mean.
Freaking Vivian, the worst.
I know, but it's all good. We all have villains.
We do. Vivian, Vivian's a total villain name.
It really is. They picked a good one.
Yeah.
Vivian. Villain.
Vicky.
Vicky Yucky.
I'm thinking of Icky Vicky.
Icky
from Fairly Odd Parents.
Do you remember Veronica Swamp from whenever we were kids? It was a book about this Veronica awful teacher. Like Veronica feels like another villain name.
Oh, yeah. Total villain name.
Or Veruca Swamp. Veruca Swamp is what it was called.
I've heard of a Veronica that's evil, too. Is evil that on, Veronicas. That is, might be another cartoon I'm
is
thinking
Is that Riverdale?
Of too. Yeah.
Is she?
Yes, Veronica.
The red-haired girl? Isn't that?
Well, I
who's
think
Veronica in Riverdale?
I think Veronica is the dark-haired girl. What's her name?
Oh, let me see.
Veronica Riverdale. Oh, yeah, because I'm pretty sure I had a crush on this chick for the longest time. She's one of my server celebrities. Veronica Lodge.
Yes, okay, and her whole family is, like, the villain of the movie until she finally joins sides with.
Yes, this chick was, like, a crush of mine for a long time.
She reminds me of Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she looks like a discount Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
But still very pretty on her own. Her name is Camila Mendez.
So we can add Vs, definitely, to the villain list.
Yes, Vs are in the villain list for sure. What about the worst thing about the movie?
I don't know. I feel like it was a little unrealistic, of course, because it's a movie. I kind of feel like it being unrealistic gave it a little bit more oomph. Like, yeah, this girl can do anything.
Yeah.
Which then puts it in the mindset of, okay, I would have my 13-year-old daughter watch this. You know what I mean?
Because, yeah.
Like, yes, it's unrealistic, but she came through in the end, so it has a good message.
And yeah, in that ending scene, in the court scene where she wins the court case or whatever, and you, like, you just want to stand up and applaud. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But I will say, there's one piece of the movie that I just, like, thought was kind of annoying.
What was it?
Just the whole fact that she had the dog with her the whole time.
Yeah, he was kind of annoying. I already don't care for little dogs, personally. Yeah. So
I'm on the team of people who disagree with bringing your dogs in public.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. There's circumstances that allow you to bring dogs in public. But, like, No offense to all of our dog friends that have dogs and bring their dogs.
Clearly, Logan and I do not have dogs.
Yeah, we don't have pets. So I went to a Horned Owl the other day, and there was this guy who brought his dog. Now, breweries are like total dog places, right? People bring their dogs to breweries. But hey, don't bring your dog to a brewery if every time another person walks by that dog, he's going to bark. And that's what happened. And they kept going, "Sorry, he's not properly trained." Well, then maybe don't bring him in public.
Yeah, why'd you bring him with you?
Why
don't you go outside? Isn't Horned Owl, don't they have like an outdoor area? Yeah. I feel like most breweries do.
Yeah, they did.
I'd be like, go, get outside.
Yeah, and it was just like one of the dogs, they actually brought two dogs. One of the dogs was perfect. Just sat there, tongue out, just looking at everybody, just totally mesmerized by the entire brewery situation. Yeah. I can never say that word right. Brewery.
I can't say the word inquiry right.
Inquiry.
So like working at a bank, it was awful.
Inquiry.
If somebody had to go test their debit card, I'd be like, okay, go do a balance check at the ATM. Because I was like, I can't say the word. It just sounds inquiry. Wrong.
That's like the same sound. Like
yeah.
Brewery. I think feel like people are just like the brewery. Like not even saying it right. Brewery. Yeah.
We're not really brewery people. Nah. We like a good Michelob, and that's about it.
Really? You guys are light beer people?
Yeah. I mean, as you saw at our wedding, we had like Michelob.
You did have Michelob.
We had wine.
You did have wine. That's what I drank, thankfully.
White and a red. Mm-hmm. And then what were the other two that we had? I don't remember, but.
I forget. You had another Corona, beer, didn't maybe? You? Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had something else. We had one Blue Moon. That's we got Blue Moon last minute. We almost didn't get it, but
really?
That doesn't matter.
How much of that beer do you have?
It's actually all gone, but whenever we got home from our honeymoon, we had a lot. So thankfully we got married in November. We were coming up on the holidays.
Brought the beer with you to any event you went to.
Wine, especially if we knew somebody like Red, because we hate Red, we would dump it. We're like, here, take it all. And I mean, it's Aldi's wine, so it's really good.
Oh yeah.
We're not
very good.
We're not Red Wine or Blue Moon. Well, Jordan's a Blue Moon person, but.
Of course he is.
You can only drink so much beer and wine between two people.
Yeah, you can. I've had the same like seltzers in my fridge for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I'm just not like a get home from work and drink kind of guy.
No, I'm not that way either.
Do you remember that day that we had Catherine's birthday party at the pool or whatever?
Yeah.
And I had a case of Vizzy's to try?
Yeah.
Still unopened behind that bag of popcorn on the top of the fridge. Oh, still haven't even opened them.
And you do videos with seltzers, right?
I haven't done one in a while, actually. But yeah, whatever.
You better get on it.
I got to. Yeah. They've been literally sitting there for months.
You know what? The good thing about you living in an apartment, though, is the fact that if you don't like it, you could literally just go set it on someone's doorstep and I'm sure they would take it.
Be like, Merry Christmas. Here's a bunch of Vizzies.
Yeah. But literally just drop it and leave.
Yep.
Like, take it. Bye.
That's hilarious. Like, not even with a note?
No. And you live at the top of the stairs. I would straight up just like set it out and be like, all right, I don't like this. Someone else can have it.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that.
That way then nobody knows because it's just at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, it could be anybody's.
Just saying. Don't let it go to waste.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Miranda, if you were to summarize the good, the bad, and the ugly about Legally Blonde, what would it make those three bullet points for you?
Like for each one?
Yeah, so like something great, something good, something good, something bad, and something just down ugly about the movie. Or is there anything that's downright ugly about the movie?
I think downright ugly was just Vivian. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of course, she had a come through. I mean, she was kind of nice to Elle, but she still was gross through the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Her and Warner are at the bottom.
Yeah.
As far as good goes, I'm going to say the overall concept of the, like, I don't know, the popular girl who's still able to succeed even when she's faced with a challenge. I'm probably like way overhyping Elle right now. I'm sure nobody else views this movie the way I do, but I mean, she really did good. And I feel like as a woman, like sometimes you feel like the world is against you and you feel like it's so hard to, you know, conquer and do everything you want. But then you have movies like this and it's like, no, I mean, yeah, of course it's unrealistic in some ways, but she still did it. So why not go apply for that job or why not go do that thing you want to do?
Wow. So, a moment of inspiration from Miranda.
I really like this movie.
Can we have you be in Legally Blonde 3?
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
Would you?
Yeah, wouldn't that be so fun?
That would be so amazing.
I would even be an extra.
Would you remember us if you were famous?
Yeah, of course.
Would you be like, hey, my buddy Logan has been trying to get into a movie for like
I would invite everybody. I'd be like, oh, you guys have to come. They have free snacks.
I wanted to be an extra for a while. I like tried to do the whole extra thing.
But really?
It's such a process.
I actually work with a girl who does that on the weekends. They're requiring vaccinations now, so that's been an issue she's facing. However, they pay really good. So there's days where she'll take PTO, so she'll get paid from work, and then she'll go do extra work as well.
That's amazing.
And she gets paid pretty well from that too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And The Walking Dead was a big one for a while that mm-hmm. she was doing. And
sure was.
It was in Atlanta. So.
Yeah. And they at one point, they were filming it right by where my parents used to live. And so they were just filming in, like, not our backyard, but, like, damn near our backyard.
Yeah.
So I'd just be, like, driving by, and they'd just be shooting The Walking Dead, and there'd just be, like, dudes just, like, doing the zombie thing.
Zombie walking.
And I'd be like, holy hell. That's really cool, because I used to watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did, and then I fell off. Because I started watching it when it first came out, and
just
then...
went on too long.
Way too long.
It's about to end.
Jordan last still season. Watches it.
He and still watches it?
Yes, and I'm like, how are all these people not dead yet? And apparently Rick is supposed to come back, or Rick is alive.
They're supposed to do like Walking Dead movies or something where it's just about Rick. Like no one wants to see it.
Nobody wants to watch it.
No, nope. That cash cow is gone.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
That first like 4 or 5 seasons though, television gold.
It really was. But you know, the way I feel about The Walking Dead needing to be done is the way I feel about Grey's Anatomy. And I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with that.
I don't know. That show's been on for like 22 seasons.
Way too damn long. It's gotta go.
Like how much more can you?
Everyone's dying off. They've already killed off so many of the main characters. Like, I think there's only one main character, and it's Grey herself. Like,
yeah. She'll be in there forever.
Unless they end it.
Unless they end
it, they kill her off or something.
I remember when they killed off Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. That was awful.
And, like, that was, like, the moment that changed the show. And I was like, oh, he's dead. They're going to cancel the show. It's
no,
over.
No, they killed him off. And then I feel like it was maybe a couple episodes or maybe a season later that they had... what is her name? What's her first name? Meredith. They had Meredith get attacked in the hospital, and that was awful to watch. So I'm like, you guys literally ripped our hearts out by killing McDreamy, and then you have her getting attacked in the hospital.
McDreamy, that was his name. I remember now.
McDreamy and then McSteamy. He was the
They used to call me McSteamy in high school.
Oh, yeah?
No, they didn't. They called me Mick, shut up and go sit in the corner, you loser.
Stop talking to me, weirdo.
Yeah, really, though. Stop talking to me, weirdo. Miranda, anything else on Legally Blonde?
I think the only final thing is just her outfits.
Yeah.
Those were...
Queen.
She really was. I was like, okay, she's slaying.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. And, I mean, if I ever become famous on YouTube, I will absolutely have her come on.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that actor, by the way, that got... stabbed today?
No, who was it?
It was Reese, but not Witherspoon. It was with a knife.
Well, how else would you be stabbed?
No, it was this horrible joke. Did you catch on to it now? I said, no. It's not Witherspoon, but she, with a knife.
Oh.
Horrible. I hate myself. Miranda, thanks so much for coming on and doing Legally Blonde with me.
Thanks for having me.
It was absolutely fun. I got to watch this movie finally. And you're the one who pressured me to do this. I mean, when I think it was when we texted back and forth, and I said it was probably in our group chat where I said I had never seen Legally Blonde. You're like, oh my God, you have to do a podcast about it. I was like, and I was talking to Catherine, I think, when she was like, get Miranda to do it with you. She's the one who told you to watch it. And I was like, you're right.
Have you watched National Treasure yet?
Nope. I'm waiting. I'm doing that one soon, though. I'm watching that movie very soon because I'm going to do an
episode.
Anyone
that follows Logan on any social media, please message him to watch National Treasure.
At the point of this recording, I have not watched it, but I'm doing a run through with some Creeps and Crimes gals.
Okay, that's exciting.
They're jumping on and they're going to do National Treasure with me. So stay tuned for National Treasure, people.
So
it's coming.
Get on it, though.
Yeah.
You could definitely watch it a couple times before you do that run through.
Probably.
It's a good movie.
I need
to.
And
there's multiple. So are you guys going to do a run through on all of them or just one?
Just the first one for now.
Okay. The first one is, I mean, probably the best one.
It's the goat.
Yeah. Cool. I forget what they're stealing in that movie.
Isn't it like the Constitution or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, well.
They're really good, though.
Everybody, leave the rating, leave the review, tell a friend, and make sure you're subscribed. Thank you, Miranda.
Of course.
We'll see everybody next time. Goodbye.